Hello everyone. I'm glad to introduce PhilomOS today. What is PhilomOS? PhilomOS is a Linux distribution focused on desktop virtualization. I've been developing it since last year, and the alpha version has been released in November 2021. Today is the first time I'm presenting it to a technical audience, so I'm excited to share it with you. Feedbacks are welcome, will be welcome at the end of the presentation and of course beyond that point. So here is the plan for this presentation. There will be a short introduction, then we'll have a look at PhilomOS internals. We'll cover some of the challenges it is facing, and then there will be a demo of the deployment process. A few words about myself. My name is Luca Grivi. I've been involved in the free and open source software movement for more than 10 years now. In 2019, I was a technical writer for CubesOS during the Google Seasons, the first edition of the Google Seasons of Doc. For those that don't know, CubesOS is a Linux distribution that leverages Xen-based virtualization to enforce strict security boundaries between applications and domains. So it's security focused. And in 2021, I took a break to assemble and develop PhilomOS. The goal is pretty simple. PhilomOS is meant to be is designed to be a platform to host modern operating systems locally. What do we mean by modern? We mean basically UEFI compatible. The idea is to retain forward compatibility with the cloud hypervisor, so more on that later. And another goal is to focus, or the focus is on performance and usability. What do we mean by performance? It means that PhilomOS will only support hardware that ships with other virtualization features. And also, what do we mean by usability? It means that a user shouldn't have to use the command line to benefit from from PhilomOS. Before I started to work on PhilomOS, I looked at what the industry was doing, and it seems that there is a move towards adopting Linux and the K and KVM without actually relying on QEMU. For instance, AWS, historically a Xen shop, is now moving towards adopting KVM, at least for its Nitro hypervisor. The Google platform is also relying on KVM and Linux. It is rumored that they are using something called Vanadium as an equivalent, as a replacement to QEMU. No confirmation of any confirmation of that would be appreciated. So one of the question I'm asking is of PhilomOS is trying to solve is like, couldn't we end users build something similar, or what would it look like if to build something similar using only open source technology? The PhilomOS alpha version use off-the-shelf software, and it relies on VirtManager as the friendly interface to manage virtual machines. It relies on QEMU and KVM to create and drive VMs. It uses libvirt as the glue between